When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Earlier this week, when we had our weekly team meeting, we changed it up here a bit in the office. You know, typically we begin our epic meetings each week with good news. We start the meeting by going from team member to team member, sharing some good news, whether it be business news or personal news. We just start with good news. It's a good way to start the week. And this week, though, Mercedes, she called an audible and said, this week it's going to be different in the spirit of Thanksgiving. Let's share something that we're all grateful for. And so we did. And one team member after the other shared what they were grateful for. And everybody's answer really had something to do with family. It was family and health were the two predominant things that people were grateful for. And it was a clear and obvious indicator as to why we all do what we do, why we invest in real estate, and why we help others do the same. There was no real surprise there, why what's important to us and why we commit to this mission. It's easy, however, as entrepreneurs to get lost in the day-to-day grind. Subconsciously, you know, we all know why we work hard. It is indeed our families typically that drives us. But consciously, do we stop to acknowledge them as often as we should? Or do we stop to acknowledge ourselves why we do what we do as often as we should? Because, you know, it's a little cliche this time of year. We recognize that it's just once a year where collectively as a society, we choose to be grateful. And we should choose to be grateful more often. And besides the obvious reasons, you know, there's more to it with regard to our sanity as entrepreneurs, because we've made choices. We've chosen a life that can bring on a variety of emotions during the day. And many of those emotions that impact us on a day-to-day basis don't serve us in the pursuit of our dreams, in the pursuit of our goals, in the pursuit of our why. You know, emotions like anxiety and frustration, worry, doubt, fear. We've got a lot at stake here, right? We do, don't we? We've chosen to be entrepreneurs. We've chosen to be real estate entrepreneurs because we want more out of life for our own lives and our families. And that comes with a cost. You know, anything worthwhile does. And the cost here is so frequently less than optimal emotions, you know, which typically lead to more of those types of emotions. And I'm bringing this up because I remember way back, one of my first exposures to Tony Robbins, like way before he was a household name. I remember seeing one of his commercials. I had no idea what he was even selling. Like it was just, he was just talking and people were just saying how great he was, but I didn't know what he was actually selling. But he made me feel so good watching the commercial, I went ahead and I bought it. And when it showed up to my front door, I'd gone through the program that it was cassette tapes. And in one of those tapes, he'd given so much credit to his success, his ability to control his emotions. That's what he thought was really, really important to the achievement that he has experienced in life, was his ability to control his emotions. And it's funny because of all the stuff that I've consumed from Tony over the years since then, it's that. That's one of the very first things I heard him say. And it's that that sticks with me, especially on the less than optimal days. And he went on to give a couple of tools to save you from these undermining emotions. so that you can get back to your best version of yourself, so you can perform at your peak, to pursue your goals and to serve your why, to serve you and your family. And so the first thing was based off an idea that motion creates emotion, and that it has scientifically been proven a motion as simple as a smile. And I think he cited smile therapy. And it's where people just go into a room that are depressed or sad, and they just look in the mirror and smile. And they actually notice that it shifts chemicals in the brain, and it's a great combatant for depression. And I was thinking, if it'll combat something as powerful as depression, it'll work on those daily annoyances and those worries and those anxieties and those doubts. So that was number one. Smile more, right? Smile more. And then number two, and I'm bringing this all around to our gratitude idea in our meeting this week. Number two in that lesson that Tony gave was to be grateful. For it's impossible for negative emotions to coexist with a true emotion of gratitude. It's impossible to have worry and gratitude at the same time. It's impossible to have fear and gratitude at the same time. So while you're smiling in front of the mirror right now, count the things that you're grateful for and double down. And then all the things that you could be grateful for. And that can turn you right around. And that's something that we should do on a daily basis, not just once a year. And it serves us as entrepreneurs. It serves us in the pursuit of our dreams and our ambitions. You know, I was just reading on Instagram today from MC Light, to be exact, one of my favorites in hip hop from way, way back. But she's active on Instagram. And her post read, "Whatever you're not changing, you are choosing." Whatever you've got going on in your life that you are not changing, you are choosing. And it got me to think, if we choose once a year to be grateful, we make that choice, we have a holiday around it, why not choose it daily? Whatever you are not changing, you are choosing. So you can choose doubt, frustration, or fear, or you can choose gratitude. And let's choose that more often, more than once a year, like daily. Now, if you're the type that's listening to me right now thinking, where's Matt going with this? He's gone off the deep end, maybe. Or you might think that intentionally smiling and counting your blessings, it leans a little bit towards the woo-woo side of things, or maybe a little bit of new ageism, and you'd like something a little bit more practical. Like maybe you like the idea, but give me something a little bit more practical and a little more tactical. Well, I've got something for you too. So here's two things that you can do inside your business on a daily basis that will foster emotions of gratitude, keeping at bay all those disempowering emotions, and it will also make you money. Alrighty? So let's do number one, the practical and the tactical stuff inside of your real estate investing business. Number one, send handwritten personal thank you cards. Send them every day. You know, it's been a business strategy that's, I guess it's been around since there's been such a thing as business. It's just a nice thing to do. You know how we all feel when we get a nice personal note inside of our mailbox and we're like, ooh, it's not a bill. Somebody sent me something nice. And, you know, there's an emotion that comes over us and we open it up. And typically we open that up first to see what's inside. And it just makes people feel good. It's not a new idea by any means. But in today's increasingly high-tech digital world, it's probably, I don't know, there's probably never been a more powerful time to send personal thank you cards than it is today. So this time-honored wisdom, and there's not too much of this time-honored wisdom, it seems, that gets stronger as time goes on, but I think this would be certainly one of them. So I'll make it a point to send one personal handwritten thank you card per day. It's even on the daily success report, by the way, as a money-making activity. And if you can send enough of these and send them consistently, there'll really be no need for a marketing budget in your business. It is a practical money-making activity. and it simultaneously fosters an emotion of gratitude as you're crafting your words and your note. And if you're wondering, okay, why do I have to write in this personal note, or, you know, what do I say in there that's, you know, going to kill both of these birds with one stone, give me an attitude of gratitude and make me some money, how is this going to work? Well, here's the perfect formula for a handwritten personal thank you note, all right? It's just three steps. Number one, start with a character affirmation or a character acknowledgement. And you want to start your sentence with you or your. A lot of people, when they sit down to write a note or a letter, they'll start with I. Don't start with I. Start with you, the word you. And so an example might be, hey, Sally, your commitment to your clients never ceases to amaze me. So that's a character acknowledgement or a character affirmation. This is Sally. She is committed to her clients. So your commitment to your clients never ceases to amaze me. Or something like this. You lit up the room today when you walked in, as you always do. So you're going to start with the word you, and they lit up the room when they walked in, as they always do. That's a character affirmation or acknowledgement, a compliment, something along those lines, but start with you or your. That's number one. Number two, you want to future pace the next sentence, meaning you're going to project you and that person together somewhere again in the future. So it might sound like, I'm looking forward to seeing you next month at the Dallas event, or can't wait until our next lunch, or, you know, I'll see you around the holidays, something along those lines. So that's future pacing. You're projecting in the future of where you two are going to cross paths again, where you interact again. Then the third one is to actually ask for a referral. And a really simple sentence that's nice to write is, by the way, I'm never too busy for you or anyone you may direct my way. And I got that from Mr. Brian Buffini, by the way. Great sentence, and it's a great way to wrap it up. And these are for your professional thank you notes. I'm never too busy for you or anyone you may direct your way. So they could go to the vendors or customers, whatever it may be, or partners, something like that. Okay? So there's your three steps to a well-written, handwritten personal thank you card. So that's number one. Send handwritten personal thank you notes. That's practical, tactical thing to do, number one. Here's number two. So if we ended our personal note with asking for a referral, number two would be to give referrals. Give referrals and give them often. You know, giving referrals to get referrals, it's a cornerstone in the foundation of business networking. Giving referrals, that's just good business. And giving referrals with no expectations of reciprocation, that's even better business. You know, if you give because you want to get referrals, you're really just bartering. And it works, but never overestimate the referrals that are bartered for versus the referrals that come naturally. Much more powerful when they come naturally. So give without expectation. You know, to give, you know, you must act without this expectation. The gift of a referral is not a gift if it's backed by selfish reasons. A true referral is backed by what else? Gratitude. That's what makes it a gift. And I'll give you three tips here to ensure your referral is coming from the right place, a place of gratitude, while increasing the likelihood it's eventually going to be reciprocated. Not that we're expecting it, but we're going to do it in a way where we kill these two birds with one stone again. It comes from the right place, and we evoke this emotion within ourselves of gratitude, and it's likely to be reciprocated and generate future business, naturally and often. All right, so number one, when giving a referral, keep the client's best interest in mind. Refer someone that is really going to be of help to the person you're giving the referral to. Don't give a referral just to check the box, okay? Don't give a referral just to say, cool, I'm a good person. No, give with the absolute best intentions in mind with your clients or your partners or whoever you're giving the referral to with their best interest in mind. Give them a good one, all right? So that's number one. Number two, take some time to make a personal introduction to that referral. You know, handing someone a business card and just saying, hey, call this guy. He can probably help you. It's a referral, especially if the person can help, but it's not, it could be better. It could be a better referral. So make the introduction via email, a nicely written email, or even text message. I've certainly done that before. And make that introduction via email or text. And what it does, it demonstrates that you are grateful for both of those relationships and to make sure that that referral lands in the right place so everybody is better after the referral is made. So that's number two. Then step three, ask after the referral, after you've just given somebody a really great referral, after you've made the introduction, ask, is there anything else I can do for you? Not only is it a nice touch, it fosters an emotion of gratitude within you. And that's the goal. As long as we are practicing gratitude and we're practicing it frequently and often and consistently and on a daily basis, none of those disempowering emotions that accompany so many of us entrepreneurs on a daily basis, they can't coexist. And those are two practical, tactical things you can do. So one, smile. Be intentional about your smile. Second was count your blessings. While you're smiling, count the things that you are grateful for and all the things that you could be grateful for. Then, number three, send handwritten personal thank you cards. And number four, give referrals. So on this Thanksgiving Day, a little bit of Tony Robbins, a little bit of MC Light, and a little bit of Epic, all in the spirit of gratitude. I want you to know that I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you and your ears tuning in here each and every day. I'm grateful for you sharing this show with your friends and family. And most of all, I'm grateful for your trust and your time. I take none of it for granted. God bless, and to your success, I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.